Watch pro-Palestinian protesters berate Hillary Clinton after Biden fundraiser, stop holding fundraisers for genocide. By Nick Gilbertson on April 5, 2024. Twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was confronted by profanity-slinging pro-Palestinian protesters in New York City on Wednesday, days after she told voters upset about a rematch between former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden to get over yourself. The post-millennial noted Friday that the incident occurred Wednesday night after a fundraiser, which, according to the New York Post, Clinton was holding for Biden alongside Hamilton actor Lin-Manuel Miranda on Broadway. Those in attendance received a preview of the Clinton-produced play Zoofs. Tensions were palpable outside after the event ended when Clinton was leaving, according to a video shared to X by user @Taliayot that went viral. The moment spotlights fractures on the left surrounding the Biden administration's response to the Israel-Hamas war. Language warning. Hillary Clinton, you are responsible for genocides. You are responsible for atrocities. You are literally helping fucking facilitate the genocide of Palestinian people. One woman shouted as the former first lady smiled and entered an SUV. What the fuck do you have to say for yourself? The fuck you have to say, Hillary? The woman was relentless. Fucking piece of shit, Hillary. We can see you sitting in your goddamn fucking car from the Broadway show. Over 34,000 people are dead, Hillary. I know you can fucking hear me. She pressed on. You call yourself a feminist, women are dying in Gaza. What sounded like a different woman followed the vehicle down the street and screamed, "Stop holding fundraisers for genocide, you fucking coward. You know how many people have died at your hands, you fucking coward?" she added. Former President Bill Clinton received some choice words as well as he entered the Silver Ford. "Bill Clinton, you're a genocide supporter," a man yelled. "Fuck you, you piece of shit." Notably, Clinton said in October those demanding a ceasefire now between Israel and Hamas do not understand Hamas. The berating of the Clintons comes days after the former First Lady issued what MSNBC columnist Zeeshan Aleem called borderline scornful comments during her appearance on NBC News' The Tonight Show on Monday. "It's Biden versus Trump, we know that," Fallon said. "What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices? Get over yourself, those are the two choices, and, you know, it's kind of like one is old and effective and compassionate, has a heart and really cares about people. And one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies," said the former First Lady. "I don't understand why this is even a hard choice," she added. Aleem said Clinton's comment betrays an inattentiveness to one of the biggest issues dividing the Democratic caucus, pointing to disapproval among young voters over his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Expressing bewilderment at people who believe that Biden is complicit in genocide will only further repel those who believe that a protest vote or deliberate abstention is in order, he went on to add.